stop. Don't move. Such an obedient boy. So, you've come to Wrath? You want to feel dominated? You want to be demeaned? And you desire for your control to be relinquished to another? To be my bitch? Good boy. In this room, I am in control. Never forget that. Now, follow me. I always delight in the boys that come to my room. So eager for their sexual release. Yet so reserved in their ways to obtain it. Are you one of those good boys, pet? Have you come to be used? And are you prepared to beg for every ounce of pleasure? Good boy. Remove your clothes. You won't be needing them for the rest of your time here. I'll wait. And watch. There you are. Well. You've got a good frame. Very solid. Capable. Even I can see that. Just the right amount of muscle. And just the right amount of soft. Aw, don't blush. How cute. Sit. Before I have my way with you, I am going to fill you in on the way things work here. There are a few rules in this room, pet, and you will follow them in any order I give you to the letter during your stay, without question. Rule number one, you will not talk unless asked. Rule number two, you will not seek any means of your own pleasure unless I have given you permission. And rule number three, you will do whatever I tell you to do whenever I tell you to do it. Hesitation and brattiness are not permitted here. Understood? Good boy. See, we're gonna get along just fine. Now, I want you to take your cock in your hand and start to slowly stroke it. Remember the rules? No hesitation. Good pet. I don't have patience for boys who can't listen. You aren't gonna make me lose my temper again, are you? I'd hate to have to get even rougher with you. There you go. That's right. Stroke it from base to tip for me. Slow and sensual. Really think about every nerve, every vein, every strain of pleasure. Have you ever done this before? Of course you haven't. You're always just trying to get it over with, aren't you? Well, today, we are not going to get it over with. We're going to take it very, very slow. Close your eyes. Now, from the hilt, don't stroke. Just grip yourself and squeeze just enough to make it tight. Good. Feel how hard you are? We both know you can get harder. Grip yourself a little tighter. And now slide your hand to the head of your cock. Slowly, slowly. Do you feel that? the way your flesh is hot velvet, but also hardening like steel. Can you feel it in your stomach? That fire burning? You want to stroke it faster, don't you? Oh, of course you do. It feels so good. How about this? Go ahead and stroke it a little faster, and I will go look for something to add to the intensity. Now, let's see. Any preferences? Oh, pet. You've definitely come to the right place. Sit and keep stroking your shaft. Do not stop. So eager to obey. Oh, I'll make you obey, all right. If you want any permission to come. And I am going to make you work for that permission. Now, perhaps the whip? A little too painful? A cane? Have you ever been caned before? Okay. I suppose... sometimes the old ways are the best ways. This will do. Do you know how the riding crop came about? Did I just see your cock twitch? Does the sight of me holding a riding crop excite you? Intimidate you a little? Well, I won't bore you too much with the history, but I must say, it was turn of the 20th century that I find myself rather fond of. It was originally used for animals. And slaves. The whip, with its long rope-like lash, was used to keep them in line. And more often than not, the crack itself was enough of a motivator. But sometimes, contact was necessary. Feel its soft leather as I run it up your arm. It's almost gentle, isn't it? Horses were trained to respond to just light taps, and even just the crop simply resting against their flesh. Sliding it across your chest, one shoulder to the other. Don't you want to respond for me? Keep stroking a little faster now. Such a good pet. I think the English had it right. Not only does the riding crop, originally called a hunting whip, old fox hunts, you know? Well, not only does it look sophisticated, look at your belly quiver as the little leather loop snakes its way downward. Do you like the way it feels as I run it up and down along your thigh? Good boy. And how does that cock feel? Are you learning to appreciate every stroke? Go ahead. Ask me to allow you to stroke it more vigorously. Yes, would you like to? It would feel good, wouldn't it? Ask me again. The way you beg, pet. Very well. You can stroke yourself faster now. I want you to make it as intense as possible. But don't go overboard. Remember, you do not get to come without my permission. Do you know why the crop became favored by any good equestrian? Balance. At high speeds, balance can be hard to maintain. with the crop. All the master needed to do was just flick their wrist. And the servant adheres to their command. Did you like that, pet? Oh, look at the little mark it left behind. Would you like another? Ask for another. Good boy. Say thank you. Such a lovely little pliable creature. How have you not yet been snatched up by a fitting mistress? Such a pity. Well, their loss is my gain, isn't it? And I'm sure you've noticed that I have a collar or two hanging over there. You keep eyeing them, and I may just put one on you. Well, if you visit me again and keep being such a good boy, I might just have to claim you for myself. Now beg me again. Beg for another. Oh, such a good boy. Look at your thigh, pink with my marks. So sexy. Do you like them? Me too. In fact, I think I'm gonna reward your obedience now. Just take these panties off. Oh, and look, your obedience has made me very, very wet. Perhaps I should put some of this to use to soothe those marks. I'll just straddle your meaty thigh and... Oh, I can feel the heat roll off those little welts. I hope it doesn't sting too badly. Keep stroking your cock, pet. I want you to go faster for me as I grind down on your leg. That's it. Match the pace of my grinding. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Faster. Oh, faster. You like how my pussy feels? Oh, against the welts on your leg. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, stroke it for me. Feel every stroke, every veiny edge of that cock. Do you like obeying me, pet? Do you like being mastered? I bet. I bet you would love to be collared, wouldn't you? Oh, my own personal stud. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting close. Are you ready to come for me, slut? Yes, good. Remember, you have to ask, pet. You have to ask for permission. Again. Again. Louder. Beg for it. Tell me how much you want to come from Mistress Wrath. Fuck, yes. Yes, good boy. Good boy. Come for me. Oh, now, pet. Come. Come for me. Oh. Oh. Here are your clothes back. You did pretty well as my pet. And I do mean what I said. I have a collar for you if you have the neck. Keep coming back to me, and I won't be giving you a choice about it anymore. Today, however, over there's the door. And next time, I'm really going to test your devotion. Oh, yes. I'm definitely sure there will be a next time. And I look forward to seeing just how much you can take.